after this.
This Sunday, June 27th, marks the fifth anniversary of USB as Long Island's non-commercial alternative. And to celebrate the occasion, we're inviting you, our listeners, to participate by helping to crack the fifth anniversary collage. You'll have a chance to listen to it in just a little while, so keep on listening to 90.1 FM, WUSB, Stony Brook. And now, back to Joel.
Stardate June 25th. The planet Mercury is now barely visible, low in the east before dawn. If you look in that part of the sky, you'll see one very bright object. But that's not Mercury, it's Venus. Mercury is always less conspicuous than Venus. It's now lurking below that brilliant planet, very near the place where the sun will shortly rise. Actually, if you get up before dawn and look in the east, you'll see two objects below Venus. One is the star Aldebaran in the constellation Taurus, and one is Mercury, located just to the left of Aldebaran. By the way, seeing Mercury is something really special. Because Mercury is close to the sun in space and usually hidden in the solar glare, not many people have seen it. On the other hand, if you were on Mercury, you'd often see the Earth. From Mercury, our planet appears as a very luminous blue star, bright enough to cast a faint shadow. Now, if you had good eyes, you might be able to pick out a tiny pinpoint of light near the Earth, which would be Earth's moon. Mercury is now about 20 degrees from the sun in our sky. In other words, it's about 20 degrees above the eastern horizon at sunrise. It'll remain there for another couple of weeks, and until early July, it'll be getting brighter. So look for Mercury before dawn, below brilliant Venus, near the reddish star Aldebaran. Our program's called Stardate, and it's written each day by Deborah Bird. We'd like to send you some information on how you can order a sky calendar and star chart. To get this information, write us at the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, zip 78712, and remember, send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, please. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
In the morning. I'm Mike Uhas.
I'm Eric Corley.
And this is the voice of Long Island, where, well, you never know what's going to happen next.
You certainly don't. You certainly don't.
Stay with us. We got some really neat stuff.
Our telephone number
is not going to be given out right now.
246-7901.
It is given out right now.
Area code 516.
If you want to call up.
Oh, so sweet. pajama.
There's yours, mine, mine.
The USB version of that particular tune. Eric, where you be?
Here.
Good. Laurie Anderson and Oh Superman, one ha off. Should we tell them how we did that?
Oh, why spoil the secret?
Okay. So how was your week this week?
Typical. And yours?
Not bad.
Good.
Why don't you cue up a record or something?
A record, you say?
A record we could talk over, maybe.
That's an interesting concept.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. Or do you want to talk over Suzanne Ciani?
No, I'll cue up a record.
Okay. Well, this is the Voice of Long Island. I'm Mike Juhas, and the other room is Eric Corley, and we're here for 2 hours of... three hours of weird stuff. Stuff you wouldn't expect to hear anyplace else. That's the record that Eric wanted to cue up.
Whoops. How's that?
Sounds good to me. Are we going to talk over this?
So I'll talk.
Okay. Tell me about anything exciting you might have to say.
Exciting? What's exciting? Well, define the word excitement. Excitement means ideas. It means
things. You spoke to Washington today, didn't you?
Yes, I did, in fact. I called up the president's office. We'll get to that a little later. About the illustrious Haig resigning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was fun.
Fun that he resigned or fun talking to the president?
Both, actually. Well, you know, that's my opinion. It was played over the Mark Stern program this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
The little telephone connection we had. And we played again tonight on The Voice.
Of?
Long Island.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, why don't we just listen to what you have on now for a little while?
Okay.
We'll get back with some Rasta tunes later on.
Okay.
Oh,
Rita Marley, kind of like in dub.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not truly in dub. Actually, there were two versions going at the same time.
And neither one of them was in dub.
That's true. Bye. When are you going to come back with the pizza?
2 o'clock,
you said. Okay. Pizza at 2 o'clock.
Bye, Steve. Bye, Bill. They can't hear me, can they? Well, now I can talk all about them.
What?
Hot. I have a message for you. Turn that off.
Turn what off?
Your mic.
We can turn it back on again. I think he was talking about something else.
Oh, I thought he meant me. Sorry.
No, saying that Rochelle Goldman's going to be here tonight.
So I hear.
Yeah.
A real gold mine.
Rochelle Goldmine. Speaking about gold mine, I have the Ford Foundation letter of June 1st, 1982 here.
My goodness, you do.
Yes, I do.
What is contained within that?
Well, it gives details on all sorts of grants and stuff like that.
Grants?
Like the University of Dhaka. $8,000 grant for a study of sharecropping in Bangladesh and its relation to agricultural development, rural employment, and income distribution.
Well, I hope they use the money well. I've got something that you might be interested in.
Let me read just a few of these, okay?
Okay.
Let's see. Women for Women in Bangladesh, $2,100 for publication of a study on women in Purda. Hmm. The government of Thailand gave them $11,000 for internships in Europe in the conservation of mural paintings. This is pretty interesting stuff. Let's see. The Indian Environmental Society, $11,250 for an international conference on environmental education. Alternate Roots, Inc., $60,000 3-year supplement for services to community-based professional theaters that tour towns and hamlets in the American South. It's pretty interesting. I wonder if we can get money from them.
Well, it seems like they're worldwide.
Yeah, certainly.
You know, strange things happen in St. Louis.
Oh?
Well, this happened a little while ago. A bus carrying 5 passengers was hit by a car at the corner of Sarah Street and Cook Avenue. We used to hang out there.
Yeah.
St. Louis, Missouri. Now, by the time police arrived at the scene of the accident, 14 bystanders had boarded the bus and began complaining of back injuries. All were taken to a nearby hospital.
It's funny. I was once in St. Louis. I was walking down the main street and there was a tumbleweed rolling down like an old deserted ghost town in an old Western movie starring Ronald Reagan or whatever his name is. It just really reminded me of that.
Now, for every story, little short paragraph that I read here...
Oh, I have to counter with one of mine?
You have to come up with something like you just came up with.
Oh,
where
okay.
I was talking about St. Louis, you talked to me about St. Louis.
Okay, what do you have
now? According to Joseph Lurie of Adelphi University, General Motors changed the name of its Chevrolet Nova model to Caribe for export to South America. Puzzled by poor sales of the Nova south of the border, GM executives had finally learned that the name, pronounced as two words, Nova, literally means won't go in Spanish. And in an 18-page study called America Globally Deaf and Mute, Lurie also reports that the phrase body by Fisher in a GM ad actually read corpse by Fisher in Flemish, and an ad meant to read come alive with Pepsi turned out to say come alive out of the grave in German.
Huh.
So there.
Well, that's an interesting thing. The only thing I can comment on that is the Pepsi challenge that we've been running for the last 3 or 4 weeks. We're taking a vacation from that this week, right?
Yeah, we are.
But my father was in a store, and there was a taste test thing, and he was involved in this thing. They said, excuse me, would you like to take a test of certain soft drinks? And he did. And they gave him a little button for the soft drink company that was running this thing, which I gave to you.
Yes, the Pepsi Challenge.
Yes. And speaking about buttons... going off on yet another tangent, you were on TV this week.
Well, you could say that.
You were on cable TV, Brookhaven Cable TV. And it was kind of interesting because you were wearing a whole slew of buttons.
Yeah, this is usually my custom.
Your typical black button and your other button, which I really couldn't even begin to describe. Plus, you had a Welcome to Macy's thing that you weren't wearing.
Yeah, it was in my pocket.
Yeah.
I didn't want to confuse them too much.
Yeah. But you did try to show it off so they would put it on the air. That was kind of fun.
Well, it was an interesting show, that's for certain. Well, I want to see how you come back on this one. Beeson's Appliance Store in Lafayette, Indiana, had advertised a wizard of savings for its customers, but its yellow brick road sale was disrupted when a sudden tornado destroyed the store.
Beeson's?
Beeson's.
Of Lafayette, Indiana?
In Lafayette, Indiana, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of Lafayette.
That's not going to wash. You got to come up with something better than that.
Well, it's such a short story there.
I know,
There's really nothing to comment on, but a tornado came and took Dorothy away with the yellow brick.
Never seen a tornado, have you?
No, I never have.
They get thunderstorms.
Huh?
Thunderstorms.
Yeah, I've seen them, but...
We're desperate. We'll take anything.
I've seen thunderstorms, but what does that have to do with it?
Well, you can go off on a tangent. We're talking about storms, and maybe you can say something about a really bad thunderstorm. But of course, all meaning is lost now since I've led it into it for you.
Yeah, I see. I see the game you're trying to get me to play. Yeah, there was one day when there was a tornado on Long Island, and I was driving to a job interview on a Saturday morning, of all things, driving down the Long Island Expressway in a pouring rain. It was absolutely torrential. It was really, really deep rain. I was surprised my car made it through it.
Deep rain on the expressway?
That deep water. And they were doing some construction at the time, putting in a new exit 49, and these big, huge barrels that they used to keep people from the shoulder and stuff
like
that.
Orange and white?
With the reflective white, were floating.
Uh-huh.
That's how deep the rain was.
They do flood. I always wondered about that.
Yeah.
Well, all right, 75-year-old Dorothy Wilson, a retired Army sergeant from New Mexico, drove her car the wrong way onto the westbound lanes of Interstate 10 near Tucson, Arizona. Wilson drove 21 miles east on the westbound roadway, defying police who tried to stop her as she dodged oncoming traffic. She was finally stopped by an officer who threw a rock through her windshield.
Hmm. Yeah.
Comes from the Tucson Citizen.
That's true. You know, I always thought it was pretty tacky to throw rocks at trains, you know, because, well, the train's not going to stop, you know, just because you throw a rock at them. But, you know, it doesn't show any courage. So I have to think of the officer the same way. He didn't have any courage throwing that rock through her windshield.
Yeah, I was going to... Well, I would assume you'd say something about driving the wrong side of on the road.
No, I do it all the time.
Yeah, I figured you'd be an expert on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, all right, finally, Time Magazine had intended to send a reporter to cover a solo campaign appearance by Mrs. Spiro Agnew, but reportedly gave up the idea when they discovered that the biggest event on her schedule was cutting the ribbon at a ceremony marking the opening of a hairdressing salon in Annapolis, Maryland.
That is pretty interesting. Did you know that Agnew spelled backwards is Wenga?
I'd always wondered about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's quite
I've never been to Annapolis, but I have been to hairdressing salons. I used to work in one. when I was in junior high school, I used to clean one and earn $5 a week. You know, buy ice cream money. that's what it was.
Ah.
Yeah.
This is, of course, coming from...
The new edition.
The new edition of National Lampoon True Facts. It seems like the other one just came out a little while ago.
Yeah, about a year ago.
Do they come out with them every year?
This is the second one.
Hmm.
So it could be...
Could be then. How about that? There's a whole page devoted to drugstores. Daring drugs, joy drugs, baby needs drugs.
These are pictures?
Ethical drugs. Yeah, these are all pictures. Looney drugs.
Uh-huh.
Crook drugs limited. Uh-huh. Disco drugs. There's even a Super X drugs. And we have
Disco
lots of those
drugs,
out here. Yeah. Joints drugstore. Moody drugs. Major drugs. Love drugs. Easy drugs. Ideal drugs.
Love drugs. Like Herbie.
And all
Herbie
kinds
and the love drug.
All kinds of other signs. The Bank of War. Football coaches.
I thought you were going to say wall drug.
No, these are regular signs. Football coaches not admitted unless booked in advance. And I'm trying to figure out what that's for.
Well, obviously, it's pretty obvious.
What?
Well, they'll wreck the place.
Oh.
Yeah.
We now sell chicken fingers. That comes out of Brooklyn.
Chicken fingers, huh?
Yeah.
That's not like finger-licking chicken, is it?
Maybe that's what they mean.
Yeah.
How about this? On the church, the Melville can't pronounce that. Melver Bible Class presents Jim Wilson, Argus Business Consultants Company, speaking this Sunday, September 27th, on the subject, God Was My Co-Pilot When I Crashed My Plane in Lake Ontario. 3 p.m., the Bayview Baptist Church.
That reminds me of the story I read in a paper this week of the U.S. Air jet that was bound for Long Island MacArthur Airport from Washington, D.C., and was going to land in Brookhaven Airport,
uh-huh.
Which is just like, well, it's compared to MacArthur, it's a dirt strip.
Yeah,
well, compared to LaGuardia, MacArthur's a dirt strip.
And compared to Kennedy, LaGuardia is, well...
LaGuardia is a MacArthur.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, you would know these things. You know the airports inside and out. I know. You're the story that relates to that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because you used to drive a limo.
To airports and back from airports. Boy, yeah. That was fun. I miss those days.
Why don't you do it again this summer?
I'll miss these days then.
Oh. Well, yeah. No, you won't, because you'll be in these days. These days will be those days.
Yeah, these days will be those days, and then I'll miss those days, and that's not fair.
But you won't miss them, though, because you'll be doing them.
No, I won't miss those days anymore, because those days will be back.
I see.
So it's pretty simple, actually.
If you... Well, it's easy for you to say.
Oh, I like that album.
Yeah.
Pickled bologna crackers. What do you think of that? You want to get some?
I don't know, but there is a picture of a sign that said fried ice cream there, right?
Yeah, in fact, that was out of Dick's Hills on a Holiday Inn.
Hmm. I have never had fried ice cream, but I am told it is a delicacy.
How do you fry ice cream?
You just take a scoop of ice cream, throw it in the fat for a second or two just to get a crust on the outside.
Really?
Yeah.
My goodness, I'd like to try that.
Yeah. It has to be cold ice cream and hot fat.
There are some... Oh boy, I didn't try that out. There are some towns here that I think we should check out via the telephone a little while, I guess.
Well, you know, if you can find a microphone, you can come in here.
Okay, well, we'll work on that,
I guess.
But some of the towns we can look up, and if anyone out there has a town that sounds unbelievable that they want us to verify, we'll gladly do it. But some of the towns here are Flush, Kansas, Rat, Missouri, Slug Canyon, California. Some of them sound kind of obscene. I don't want to... But
they're towns.
That's true. Swastika, New York. Mm-hmm. That I have to find out where that is. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Here's one we should like. Telephone, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Tragedy Springs, California. Vulture, Arizona. Why Not, Missouri. You Bet, California.
Wait a minute. Now, Missouri is the show-me state, right?
Yes.
So they should conceivably change it to the Why Not state.
Okay, well, we'll give that suggestion to them. Broke Leg Creek in Kentucky.
Does that mean it has no money?
Oh, here's one. Here's one we gotta ask about. Ding Dong, Texas.
Well, I wonder if it's near telephone, Texas. No, that would be doorbell. Right?
Doorbell.
If it's a ding-dong, it's a doorbell. If it's a ring-a-ling.
How about Hellhole Creek in South Carolina?
Well, there is a Big Bear City in California.
Yeah?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Interesting. Mad Sheep Mountain. There must be a story behind that one in West Virginia. Wow.
Yeah.
There are quite a few in here that I really can't even say.
Oh, go ahead, Sam.
I'll give them to you.
Oh. Well, you're in the other studio. Why don't you come in here and bring them with you?
I'll do that.
Okay.
Is there anything else in here that's of interest? There are lots of interesting things in this book.
It's a good book. I haven't had a chance to really look at it. I think my favorite is that photograph.
Yeah, there's a photograph in here. Okay.
It's a newspaper clipping.
This comes from the Washington Post. It's a story written by a certain Kathy Sawyer. The headline says, "Drastic Changes Weighed in Employer Regulations." Sounds bland enough, but
yeah.
Well, we did the first paragraph. A Labor Department official yesterday revealed a list of tentative regulatory changes, which, if implemented, could drastically shrink the scope of affirmative action enforcement, reduce the wage rates on public construction jobs, and generally trim the agency's control over employers who do business with the government. Now, it also says he allowed himself to be taped for radio broadcast, but asked that his name not be used because the briefing was on background. And right next to that is a big, huge picture of this guy. And
with the caption?
Underneath it says, "Labor official who briefed reporters under a condition his name not be used." And here he is facing the camera. Oh.
And it's a great expression on his face as well.
Yeah, one of determination.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Some of the things that go on in these here United States, and I think it's appropriate that we sort of look at this now, because the 4th of July is going to be next week.
That's true.
A little bit more than next week.
Are we going to play patriotic songs next week?
Yeah, why don't we? There are so many patriotic songs that we can find for all different... Well, I guess we should focus on our country.
Why don't we play...
Don't forget, July 1st is Dominion Day in Canada.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's very true.
We should mark that occasion, too.
Yeah. What was I... Jeez, must have been a line.
Thank you.
I think I was going to say something like... I can't remember now.
Well said.
Yeah.
There are also some names here. Ronald Reagan was arrested at his home in the Sturgis Municipal Trailer Court in Sturgis, Kentucky, and charged with first-degree burglary and possession of forged instruments. That comes from the Union County Advocate. And also, Richard Nixon was charged with double homicide in Paw Paw, Michigan. Nixon of Kalamazoo allegedly shot and killed James B. Frank III and his wife Sandra Frank in a dispute over drugs.
Typical.
And W.C. Fields was arrested for driving his car into the Crystal Restaurant in Knoxville, Tennessee. Fields was charged with reckless and drunken driving.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Connecticut, Frederick Drinkall of New London was charged with driving while under the influence of alcohol.
That's great.
Yeah.
We should try to get hold of him.
Donald J. Duck was promoted to vice president of the Narva Engineering Company, according to Dodge Construction News. Duck, who won the 1982 Golden Beaver Award for engineering, is an expert in water projects.
I wonder if he knows Daffy.
This is a good one. Claiming that his name was too difficult to pronounce, Dinker Fatterpaker of St. Paul, Minnesota, asked the court's permission to change it to Dinker Flatterpaker. He actually added two letters. Oh, boy. Do you have to give a reason when you change your name?
I don't see why.
How about the former Terrell Clark Williams of Fresno, California, who legally changed his name to God? "It's something I've wanted to do for a long time," God said.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of weird things going on. We'll Certainly. Get to some more later, I guess.
Yes, we absolutely will. We have another episode of The Tripods coming up in about a half hour or so.
Yes, we do. Do you want to...
Why don't we do that right now?
Okay, we'll play the tape of the call to the White House this afternoon after hearing the news that Alexander Haig had resigned. Well, USB News got right on top of things and gave a call right down to our friend Ron. And here's what happened.
Good afternoon. Is Mr. Reagan available?
No, he just left the White House. We have a message.
Yes, I'm trying to... I'm calling from WUSB Radio in New York. I'm trying to find if anyone there has a reaction to the resignation.
You should probably talk to somebody in the press office. If you hold on, I'll transfer you.
Okay, thank you.
Just a moment. Office of the Press Secretary.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from WUSB Radio out of Stony Brook, New York. I was transferred over here by the President's office.
Okay, you need to call the Media Relations Office, which works with the out-of-town media.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the number is here.
All right.
Okay, it's not...
Would you be able to transfer me?
Hold a second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, is this the press office?
Yes. Can you hold on a minute?
Sure.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to get a comment from somebody down there on the resignation that was transferred over here by the President's office.
We just stand by the President's statement. That's all we have to say.
Okay, could you just tell me what exactly the President's statement was?
He said he accepted with deep regret the resignation of Secretary of State Alexander Haig, and that George Shultz will be his successor, and he said that he would have no comment on it.
Okay, do you expect anything to come through in the near future?
He said there will be a press conference next week, and he will take questions then. But until that time, he won't have any comment.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
is Phil Manzanera, and you're listening to WUSB, Stony Brook, 90.1 FM.
The musical reunion of tenor saxophonist Harold Land and vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson. We'll hear them perform in Los Angeles. We'll also hear trumpeter Charles Moore's octet, the Eternal Wind Orchestra. And we'll hear from pianist Tom McKinley performing at Pooh's Pub in Boston. And we'll round out our travels back in L.A. to hear the Charles Tolliver Quartet. I'm Billy Taylor. Join me for 2 hours of jazz, coast to coast, on NPR's Jazz Alive.
Don't forget, Jazz Alive can be heard every Saturday night at 10 o'clock right here on USB in Stony Brook, New York. Oh, and Jazz Alive is funded through an underwriting grant by the Graduate Student Organization at the State University of... here at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. Thank you.
One fine summer's morning. Oh,
Wow, we, yeah, roaches here on USB.
A whole big bunch of them.
yeah. You know, I thought it was just right, the right time of day, the right time of year and all that to play a whole bunch of roaches, sort of a star sweeper.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, if there are people out there, and I know there are people out there who really like the roaches, I want them to call up and just say, I like the roaches. Don't you think that'd be nice just to hear people say that?
Why don't we give the telephone number out?
Okay.
516-246-7901.
That's 516-246-7901. That's our telephone number. Let's hear from some people on campus. When was the last time we got a call from on campus? Ooh, look at the phones lighting up like a Hanukkah menorah. That's really
they
something.
They certainly are. Well, I don't know.
We'll answer the phone in a second.
Yes, we will.
Oh, no, look at that. Oh, boy. If you get a busy signal, hang up and try again. We just want to hear people say, you know, they like the roaches because we like the roaches, don't we?
That's right. We certainly do. Why don't we get into that other thing from the Harmony Sisters?
Right. This will remind you of the roaches. So here they are.
If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. And let me tell you, people, what a liar will do. He's always coming with something new. Steal your heart with a false pretense. Make out like he's your bosom friend. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. When a liar takes a notion to bend the truth, he lay around his neighbors to get the news. Nearly every day when you look out, you can see that liar coming to your house. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. He'll tell you such a lie to surprise your mind. Mix a little truth for to make it shine. When he finds out, you believe what he says. Then that liar's gonna have his way. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. When everything is in a perfect peace, here comes that liar with his deceit. When he gets his business fixed just right, then that liar's gonna cause a fight. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. He'll make out like he loves you so well. Everything he hears, he must come and tell. Let me tell you, sister, if you only knew what a certain somebody said about you. He studies up a lie, tells it so smooth. Think absolutely that it must be true. He urge you out to trace the tale. If you don't mind, you'll be put in jail. Hypocrite liar both kicks up a fuss. They're both very bad, but the liar's the worst. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Say, don't want to get in trouble if you don't want to get in trouble. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone.
And thanks due to that overwhelming response we got. We certainly did.
We did.
We're going to play some more Roaches, and we'll keep playing more Roaches and more Roaches as long as we get different people to call up.
Different people. They have to be different people. Can't be the same people. We know you're out there. You have not called yet, have you? Okay, what's stopping you, huh?
Because they don't have a phone in their car.
No.
Pull over to the side of the road.
Look at that. Right there. To your right. See the payphone? Okay, you got to
do it. 516-246-7901. And here's some more Roaches. The Married Men.
On USB.
The voice of
Long Island.
Kissing the married man.
Well, let me just say that you folks out there came very, very, very close to not hearing any more roaches tonight.
That's true. That's very true.
We didn't get a call until
just about a second ago.
Exactly. Yeah. And that person's on hold right now.
That's right. And he's probably going to hang up.
I certainly hope if he hangs up, we're not going to play any more roaches. It's as simple as that.
But we do have something even better.
Even better?
Well, wait a minute. You're right. This, there's no way that, well, how do you pronounce that
you're
name?
Talking the roaches. These are the, I don't know how to pronounce that. The Moors?
Yeah, the M-O-I-R-S. The Moors.
Another group of three females.
And this song we're going to hear is called Who Needs a Man? I sure as hell don't.
The album is State of Shock. And someone wrote on the front, nun music. Music for nuns. Well, I don't know about that. But if you want to hear more roaches, you're going to have to give us a call and not be the same people that called before.
And if you want to hear, like, Kate and Annie McGarrigle or somebody like that, give us a call for them, and we are more than likely to take your suggestions and throw them in the waste paper basket.
That's right, and we care so much that we're even going to give out the phone number in a normal way. Go ahead, Mike.
516-246-7901.
That's 516-246-7901.
And it's ringing now.
Yes, call us up.
Woo! Mm-hmm.